discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the stream. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dream. Darling, picture you upon my knee, just tea for two.
Good morning, welcome back to the Roundtable. Grammy award-winning producer and guitarist extraordinaire John Pizzarelli salutes the legendary Tony Bennett, celebrating over 60 years of unparalleled artistry in the show. John Pizzarelli Trio, Tony Bennett, the Art of Excellence at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Saturday, December 20th at 8 p.m. From Bennett's 50s pop hits like Because of You and Rags to Riches through his timeless classics of I Want to Be Around and I Left My Heart in San Francisco to his remarkable collaborations with Bill Evans, Pizzarelli's trio will bring these iconic songs to life once again. The evening will also highlight Bennett's incredible revival in the 90s, while Pizzarelli weaves in personal anecdotes and stories that reveal the man behind the music. Again, the performance is Saturday, December 20th at 8 p.m. at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. It's a great pleasure to welcome John Pizzarelli back to the Roundtable. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I have a cold, but I'm good. I'm fine.
It's the cold and flu season.
I know, I know. Hey, so if you sounded like this, you wouldn't go out, would you?
That's right. No, I had my cold and Sao Paulo, Brazil this year, and was able to successfully maneuver my way back home and play a few gigs before, so that was it for me this year. It was terrible times.
Yeah, yes, it is. You're absolutely right. Well, I'm very excited about this. I am a huge Tony Bennett fan. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I think it's amazing that you're spending this time on the Art of Excellence of Tony Bennett. What brought that whole project to be?
Well, I've been, like you, a huge fan of Tony Bennett's, and I got to play with him a number of times. I got to hang out with him on a number of occasions, and I felt that was a pretty good time to sit down and look at all the material and put together something that would, you know, creatively thank Tony for all those years of great music. I mean, it's fascinating, from being a pop star in the late 50s to being just a big mega star in the 90s and everything with the MTV and winning all the Grammys in that second act of his. It's an incredible bit of business that he put out there.
That is rare. I mean, that's extremely rare. So what was it that this particular performer was able to take songs from the Great American Songbook and bring them into the 1990s, into a new millennium, and find an audience, a younger audience, a very rabid fan audience?
I think along with his son, who was managing him at that time, it was just a smart move. And Tony was so good with any kind of crowd, so he didn't look out of place. He was never out of place when he was on MTV. He was so sincere, and the music was so good, and he knew how to present the music and move it along so that his shows were always very creatively done, and the material he knew backwards and forwards. He knew it so well that he was never out of place, and that's sort of a key thing. You know, you can just put anybody down in front of a bunch of kids on MTV and hope for the best, and Tony was just great about it. He just had a great joy about him that came across to everybody.
When did you first meet him? How did that come about?
I must have played on the radio with him, I think, the first time. I played on WNEW with him. He came in just to talk about one of his new albums, I think The Art of Excellence. So it must have been in the middle 80s. and Jay Linhart and I and Ralph Sharon accompanied Tony. And then he came to my first gig at the Algonquin and sketched the whole trio's picture on little napkins and things. And then, surprisingly enough, he made his way to when Jessica and I got married, he came to our reception, and he sat with my parents for 4 hours, and everybody got their picture with him. So we had a lot of fun with Tony over the years.
Well, that's lovely. That's better. Yeah, that's great. Go have your picture taken with Tony. Boy, Ralph Sharon was great. I remember when I would go see him, you'd follow Tony Bennett around, and you would just, and when he and Ralph Sharon would come out, you're like, well, this is just going to be amazing. They had a chemistry.
Exactly. And people, you know, came to associate the two of them together. Everybody knew Ralph Sharon was playing the piano. And he found great material for Tony. I think he was the one who found San Francisco for Tony. So they had a great chemistry, and that came across too. It's just the excellence of the material and the people he worked with. You think about making records not only with orchestras, but then with smaller groups like George Barnes and Ruby Braff, and then with Bill Evans. Just a remarkable records.
What has gone into your set list of the particular songs and that integrate with the story that you want to tell about this great artist?
I think the key that I learned from when I did a Sinatra show at the Mahawi last year, as a matter of fact, and you know, everybody wants to hear a number of the hits, so I had to go and look at the hit songs like Rags to Riches, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and Because of You, write the hits from the beginning, San Francisco and I Want to Be Around, and then look at some of the material that he did with Bill Evans and some of the things from the Great American Songbook, and then try to tie those things into, you know, when we did play with him on the radio and when he did come to our gigs and we talked about songs and the musicians that he liked and admired. So all those kinds of things go in there, and it's nice to have the, you know, he had a ton of hit songs, so it's great to put them in there as well as the jazzier things that he loved with Duke Ellington and those kinds of things.
When you look at it from the outside in, I mean, obviously Sinatra falls into this category as well, but of someone who has so many songs, so many hits, so many recognizable songs that are labeled as his, what allows that, do you think?
What allows the
meaning that the what is there about these artists who are able to have, I mean, I think everybody would want to have this number of hits, and yet these people,
I think the key too, when you think about Sinatra, Nat Cole, Rosie Clooney, and Tony Bennett, all sort of in the same era, they were really smart at the material they picked. So when you mention Rags to Riches, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and Because of You, or Steppin' Out with My Baby, or San Francisco, they're all singular to Tony, just like I've Got You Under My Skin and You Make Me Feel So Young, and certain songs were singular to Sinatra. And Nat Cole had a whole list of songs. These artists were so smart at picking material for themselves and finding unique songs that worked for them and really making something remarkable out of it.
I think when I look at my CD collection and the music that I have downloaded it and what I play over and over again, there's something about that Fred Astaire album that he did. I don't know what it is, but that is one of the greatest albums I've ever encountered.
It really is remarkable. You know, I was a big fan of The Art of Excellence. I love that Fred Astaire record, and the Irving Berlin record was so brilliant. I mean, they were just so smartly put together with the right kind of themes that they sold millions of records, and that was in the 90s already. So it's just it's fascinating how they rebranded him in the mid 80s, and that just took off all the way through till just 2 years ago, I guess.
When you would work with him, I assume that's always a learning experience, right? You always learn something from those encounters.
Oh yeah, I mean, when he sang that day on the radio, he was literally, he had his elbow on the piano and the microphone in front of him, and he was singing "I Got Lost in Her Arms," and it was so beautifully sung, and yet it was effortless. It's just so amazing to see him just sitting there singing and going, that guy is, there's so much that went into that being effortless, you know, all the early years of, you know, really trying to find how to get to that point. And he just had the way he presented those songs. And when I saw him play in Toronto a couple of years ago, just come out song after song after song, you know, they were do a chorus and a half or one chorus of a song and move on. And you got a whole evening of just a tremendous ride through the Great American Songbook and beyond.
When you, I talk about the learning opportunities for you, but when you're doing this show, how do you, it's the songs obviously, but there's also capturing that phrasing and that that very smooth delivery I keep wanting to say patience, but just a very laid back style.
Yeah, I think the key is in the material and the way way it's set up, because I can only sing the way I sing, and can present, and the key is presenting the songs with a story or something that sets up what you're about to do, whether it's a number of Cy Coleman songs. He did a number of Cy Coleman things that were just brilliant, that put all those in there, and the Duke Ellington material and the Bill Evans material, and the way it's about, more for me, it's about setting those things up so I can be myself, yet present this, you know, maybe create an evening of memories that someone can go, oh, I remember the first time I heard that song, or I didn't know that story about that song. Those kinds of things are where I can make my statements there.
Will you do an album of this material?
Yes, the album will be out March 6th. It's called Dear Mr. Bennett. So yeah, there will be a record.
Congratulations. That's great. Excellent. And well, that's really good to have this down and out. Let us talk about how's the show going?
Show's going very well. And we're also very pleased that I'm talking to you on WAMC. We've been on almost 20 years with Radio Deluxe on Saturday afternoon. So thrilled to be one of the first people to put our radio show out onto the into the air.
Well, I know there were some bumps in the road there, but I'm glad that you're here. You're a part of our program. You're a part of our station, and a very popular part of our station. People love the show. People love you. People love the whole concept of what it is that you do.
Well, we were thrilled to be on the air for so long, and It's always a joy when someone says, oh, we're, you know, I can tell where people have little country homes by when they say, where are you? Well, we're up in the Catskills. We listen on WAMC, you know, and that's all they have is their radio. They listen to the programming all the time, your show and our show and everything. And it's just wonderful that we've been able to keep it going, and to we're thrilled that you have us on the air, so thank you very much.
It's very nice to have you as always. So what's next for you when you're done this concert? They have the album coming out in March, and then what?
So I'll in March, once the record, as they say in the business, once the record drops, we'll start to go all over the place. We'll be doing a lot of concerts through the summer, and when the record comes out, we're at Birdland in New York City for the week. That'll be the week that we put the record out, and then we'll just tour all over the place. We go wherever there's a city with a small performing arts center. We hit them all. So it'll be a fun run.
That's a wonderful time and a wonderful thing to do. John Pizzarelli will be at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Saturday, December 20th at 8 p.m. The name of the show is Tony Bennett, The Art of Excellence, put on by the John Pizzarelli Trio, and again takes place at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Saturday, December 20th at 8 p.m. You can find out more information by going to mehewi.org. I will spell it. M-A-H-A-I-W-E, mehewi.org. John Pizzarelli, it's a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, and have a wonderful time here in the region. It's wonderful to have you back.
Thanks. Nice to be with you, and feel better.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Again, John Pizzarelli, Trio, Tony Bennett, The Art of Excellence, taking place December 20th at 8 p.m. at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington on Saturday, December 20th, mehewi.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.